tippets. All my tips. All my tippets. We. Just the tips. I am Dante. And that over there to my right side is the one, the only, Ta. It's your boy Tar coming at you live. How y'all doing? Hey, let's get it.
I think you woke him up now.
Let's get it.
You woke him up. You know?
Yeah. You can't rock through that intro. You don't deserve to be here.
Oh.
Hit the door.
And hit the flow.
If you ain't got your headphones in, if you rocking that with the speakers on, and you just hear that, hey, people gonna look at you. You gonna have to click off the video. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Hey, it is what it is.
It's for your ears only, all right?
For real. This is a personal album, yep. Like J. Cole. Yeah, that was a personal album. It was for your eyes only. It wasn't for them. Yeah. Real shit.
Yep. Oh, yeah, the tip of the day. Was last one you or me?
I'll do another one. Tip of the day. I didn't search for 20 minutes trying to find this one girl on TikTok and Instagram. Now, the thing I want to say is, maybe she's not the one for me. Nah, I'm just playing. That's not what I was saying before we recorded. What I said was, I hope she comes across my line again, and then I hope she finds, you know, happiness and all that. So tip of the day, just because you don't see those people and those friends, wish them well. And hope that one day you'll see him again. And if you don't, hope for their success.
Oh yeah.
And hope that they are doing the best that they can. Oh yeah. If you can't get a hold of them, get a hold of them. If you can't, just leave it in God's hands. Mm. Or if you don't believe in God, leave it in Jake's hands. Allstate. For real. Or if you can't leave it in him, man.
Leave it to us. All right.
No. You can't leave it to him. Just leave it in one of these wide receiver hands. Let's go! Let's go! Yeah! We're not slick! We're not slick! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Aye! Look back. Go. 5 more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Aye! Throwing it. Catch! Straight to the touchdown.
Good Red energy, zone. Man.
Come on.
Good energy, man. I like it.
Giving you gold, man. Come on, man.
Oh, yeah.
Chop that up.
Chop it up.
Make it into sushimi.
Sushimi. We can use little old Cody's knife over there.
All right.
All right. Now we got I think we're having another testimony. With old Cody over here.
Yeah.
Cody Hackins.
After this video, I want to hear like the first 2 minutes of us talking in this video, because I think it'll be pretty funny. I wanted to see a Steel Samurai rehearsal just once. I found a map on the internet and went to the studios that day. I went through the woods off the path so that the old lady wouldn't catch me. I was going for the studio. I got kind of lost on the way though, for about 30 minutes. When I came out the studio, there was already the Steel Samurai. It totally rocked. Right before my eyes, out came the big guy.
The big guy?
Of course, the Steel Samurai took him down. Pow!
Okay.
If I had my camera with me, they would have been. That would have been the time for the shot, I tell you.
Wait a minute.
We still testimony. We can't do cross-examination.
I know. I just like, he says he always carries it. So why didn't he have it? I think that's what we're going to ask.
This is a new camera.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Sounds a little suspicious to me.
Anyway, I couldn't get into that studio, so I went home.
We're going to ask him why didn't he have the camera on him at that time.
Okay.
Very well. The defense may begin its cross-examination. But be gentle, remember, you're talking to a child.
This kid is tougher than most adults we see in here, honestly.
Yes.
Did we need to count? Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, we're good. Even though you're a child, we're still gonna press you.
Oh.
You really like the Steel Samurai, huh?
Of course I do. Tape every show. And I go to all the live event performances.
That's impressive. Have you been to the amusement park?
Of course. Duh.
My dad always takes me.
Mm-hmm.
Poor dad.
Yeah, that would probably get annoying easily. Found a map. Okay.
Was that the day the first time you've been to the studio?
Actually, I've been a couple times. I never managed to get there on a rehearsal day. And that security lady's always yelling.
Right. Please continue.
Chill, Pops. Get to it. How am I supposed to talk with you cutting me off all the time?
Jeez. Please. I like him giving it to Edgeworth.
Off the path?
Yeah, you know. The studios are in the valley there.
Okay.
If you go off the path a little, there's woods. That's where I was.
Okay.
I see.
Anyhow.
Every
time I pinch my nose, it hurts. It hurts. It's like blood flow constricting.
But you gotta... Anything for the art.
You gotta sacrifice yourself for the entertainment.
Did nothing unusual happen on your way to the studio?
Unusual?
Did you see this monkey by any chance?
The old monkey head.
Oh, you mean Mr. Monkey?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw him. But his head wasn't busted.
Well, wait a minute.
So you went straight to the studio.
Okay, 30 minutes.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, you had so much energy at the beginning. What happened?
I'm still energetic. It's just my body is not. My mind is. My body is not. It's saying, hey, man, breathe out the air.
You got lost in the woods? I mean, I could keep going for about 10 more. I could, for real, but I don't know how much time that would be.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out which way I was walking. Man, was I relieved when I saw the blue studio doors.
Blue story.
Guess what happened next?
Listen, it was a Steel Samurai, okay.
The Steel Samurai?
Yep, he was standing by the studio gate. It looked like he was thinking about something before going in.
Probably about how to commit the murder.
Then he opened up the gate and went inside.
I see, what then?
Press.
What sort of bad guy was it?
Was it the evil magistrate?
A guy, a person, kind of tall, skinny.
So me.
Are you sure it was a guy?
I don't know. He was kind of far away.
He's being awfully vague.
Like he's, you know, being bribed.
You should press that.
Yeah.
Should press that.
Yo, Yeah, like he's there, like it's like he's told not to go into detail.
What happened to the bad guy?
Well, he kind of didn't move. Not a bit. Like he was dead. I guess he's a real pro. What a great actor.
Yeah, sure, man. Yeah.
Yes, I suppose he is.
My camera need that one. See, this is... Where was your camera that you say you always carry on you?
If you had the camera? Mm-hmm. You mean you weren't carrying your camera then?
No. I wasn't. It's not like I have it all the time.
Oh, buddy, do we have a little thing really? For you?
I guess seeing the killer freaked him out and he went home.
Phoenix, remember he's a child. Use gentle words, but be firm.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, that's kind of hard. You know, you gotta find a good balance. All right, hold on. I want to present the camera at that last line. That's my idea, at least. All right, right here. Present here. Yes!
Cody. You know I caught your ass, right? Uh-huh. Little kids, man. Mm-hmm. Gotta love them. Mm-hmm. But God dang, they cannot lie right. Am I right, audience?
You know what they say? Children and drunk people will never lie to you. They'll always tell you the truth. So, yeah.
Cody, what you just said seems, well, a little strange.
One of the people that are angry.
Didn't you just say before that you always bring your digital camera wherever you go? You were quite clear about that.
Oh, whoa. New animation.
Cody, you shouldn't lie here. You understand that, right?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Wright. Oh, bored with you.
Uh-oh. Was I putting too much pressure on you?
I think this is him, like, up in his ear or something. What is this digital camera contraption you're talking about?
Why did you just lick my earlobe? Oh, my God. It's a digital camera, Your Honor. It's kind of a new sort of camera. How do I explain that?
You know he's old. You know you gotta explain everything to him. You
know? I see.
Like the photograph, you know, the little... One when you spin the wheel and you put your head under the little thing and you go like that. That was back in my day, yeah. Black and white.
You know, back in 100 BC, they didn't have cameras, you know, they just had food.
Man, I need food. Man, food. Feed. Man, eat.
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 Big baby.
Woman!
Eat.
Boy.
Anyway, Cody, I can't believe you wouldn't bring that camera on a trip to the studios.
Wait, now that I think about it, it does kind of have that Kratos look. Don't
he? No, he's getting older, man. You didn't bring it, did you? You did bring it, didn't you?
Uh-oh.
Mr. Wright. How cruel you are to terrorize a poor child so. I don't care if he's a child, a woman, or a little kid. I'll beat that kid's ass. Oh, man. I don't care if he's a child or a prosecuting attorney. No one should lie in court. What do you mean, or prosecuting attorney?
I mean you, Mr. Edgeworth. I'm looking at you right in the eyes. You think I'm scared of you? I ain't scared of nothing. Me and you right here, right now.
All right.
Take the clothes off, me and you.
All right, now.
What are we without our clothes? We're just men. Man. Two and a half men.
Two and a half men.
Oh man.
Two and a half men.
What? Left them on a funny note, I think. Hope we gave you good laughs. And until next time, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy New Year.
We're getting close.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if this episode will be there. It'll probably be out after because I have a lot of episodes stocked up. But, you know, hope you enjoyed your Christmas. Hope you enjoyed your New Year's. Hopefully you kissed someone. All right, peace out.